Yo, 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 yo. What is up? Currently, it is the beginning of August. Missed a couple of these episodes, and usually I do these when I'm feeling like shit. And I'm unmotivated, don't know what to fix, don't know what to do. So here I am. I'm here right now. And I don't know what it is that I'm feeling. I really don't. It's a mix of like burnout and stress and just imposter syndrome, just not feeling like I'm doing the right thing, or I don't know. And currently, since last talked to this microphone, and a preface for anyone listening, this is not for you. This is for me. If you are listening to, welcome. This is almost like a video audio diary, podcast diary for me. I really enjoy writing. You know, I've journaled before, but my hand hurts sometimes. So I'm just going to speak it out and I guess just post it, because then I know it's there and I can always go back to it and reflect on it. But I feel like now, yeah, I hate writing sometimes. I don't like typing everything out. I enjoy the skill of writing and doing that stuff, but I'm just talking into a mic. So some things I was going through are just mental blocks, I guess you could call it. It's a lot of just stress and worry, I guess, just because I don't know. My biggest thing is I'm a quitter. I've talked about it before. Former quitter. I'm not going to talk about myself like that. I am a former quitter. Used to quit things a lot, and I don't want to quit this stuff that I'm doing because I really do love it. I enjoy it, and I have a lot of fun doing this stuff, podcast stuff, media stuff, YouTube, whatever you want to call it. So I feel like I'm not losing it, but I'm just feeling like shit right now. So wanted to come on here. Yeah. Sometimes I just feel like I give up on things too easily. And anytime I notice, I've been noticing this pattern with myself. If you've looked at the date that any of these are released, it's typically on the beginning of the month. This one's a little pushed back for other reasons. But yeah, it seems like towards the end of a month / the beginning of another month, I just get this, I don't know, shit feeling. And I want to break that cycle. I don't know why it happens to me. Trying to think just today, like why it really started. I mean, at work, I work at a podcast studio, if you didn't know that. So this is really all I do. And part of me is like, well, maybe I should get some other hobbies. And I try to dabble in like video games, stuff like that. I feel like that's a fun little thing to get my brain off of it. And I don't know. I also had a long weekend. Went to my grandpa's celebration of a life funeral. So that was definitely tough. That probably didn't help. But I had a good weekend. Not going to get into that. But you started today. We lost a client at said podcast studio, and my boss, Roberto, I could tell he was down about it. I think he took it hard on himself that we lost this client, which I don't think was necessarily our fault. I truly think that these people were not committed to their podcast and ultimately got tired of it, tired of paying for it, which is fair, right? If you're tired of something and you're paying what they were paying a month, pretty easy to give up on it. So makes sense. But I think that's just what started it today. Just the doubt, the self-doubt, which is maybe the biggest, maybe that's what it is. The self-doubt. But also, don't even know. I mean, self-doubt, I think, is a big one. And also not feeling like you're doing enough, doing too little, doing too less. But that comes with it. That comes with what this is. Another thing is fucking money. I'm dirt poor. Credit card bills. I don't make much money at this podcast studio, but I do have a lot of fun working. Don't get me wrong. It's stressful, but I still enjoy myself. But I don't even know. I couldn't put a finger on it, really. And I'm trying to figure it out right now on the spot. So we had to think about it. Really couldn't tell you. I mean, I probably could. But, I mean, it's not helping. I'm vaping. Need to throw this shit away. But it's hard. Nicotine fucking sucks. But I don't think that's the root of it. I just think it's the... It's not helping. But, I mean, I guess time management too. Like today, we're doing this thing with Settle Down where we're taking... It's not going to last very long, but we're having like 2 week breaks or a week break in between our podcasts. And it's getting kind of tough because I don't stay busy all the time. And there's other stuff I can work on and do. I have a list right here. And the shitty thing is, you can see this list. I'm not going to post a video, but this list right here. The shitty thing is, every single one of those things requires money, and I don't have it. So do I climb more into debt? Or what? I mean, I can make content too. That's something that I could do. I guess I just have this mental block right now and trying to get over that. But I mean, in all honesty, this is first world problems that I'm having. I'm literally living the dream right now. And I don't know. It's just frustrating sometimes. It's tiring. It's a lot of work, but I know it's worth it in the end. There are just some times, and you know, I had a good talk with my cousin this last weekend, and he was just saying, pressure kills creativity. And it's really true. I didn't really think about it like that. It's hard. How can you even be creative without having pressure on you? And I guess this is a big one, is we had a pretty big interview me and Gally did with a former, or not former, current NHL goalie, Dustin Wolf, who I used to play with. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. Great video, great episode, great interview. but the pressure to follow that up is insane. And I think it's pressure made on by myself, not anyone else. I don't think I can really expect myself to top that right now. Because it's really the first, I don't know, I want to get back to just creating. I guess that's maybe what I have to focus on more, and not so much the pressure that comes with it, right? Because, yeah, pressure creates diamonds, but I think pressure kills creativity. And just thinking about things how do I top this? How do I do that? And you just are your mind's blank. And like I was dealing with that with, we put a video out recently about, we did the 999 challenge, and that was a really, really, really fun video to edit. And it was a lot of work, but it was fun work. And, you know, the video isn't doing amazing on YouTube right now. It's doing better than most, but it's not like out of the park like I thought it would be. I guess that's added to it too. It's not doing what I thought it would, what I expected it to. But again, I had a lot of fun making it. So I'm trying to like think of something to top that. And I don't know. Sometimes you can't. And that's okay. It's not a bad thing. But like I was saying, pressure killing creativity. It's hard to like think of the next thing when you feel like your best idea was just done or your best video to date was just done. Obviously, there's going to be more, going to be better stuff. It's just a matter of what is that? What is next? And I don't know. And that's okay. I mean, I think we had a great couple weeks of content, just a lot of the stuff we've done. And, you know, football's starting up, so we'll have some fun content coming. But, man, is it hard? It's fucking hard, dude. It's hard to create the next thing or think of the next thing. And when it makes sense, it's supposed to. Nothing's going to be easy, blah, 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 blah. But I feel like that's put a lot of pressure on me. Pressure on me for myself. Just to keep getting better. But I think that I'll just keep doing better regardless of how good or bad the video is, or, you know, it's the ups and downs are tough. The highs are really high. The lows are not super low, but lows are low. Money is just, it's the root of all evil, honestly. But that, what are you going to do without it? You can't. I mean, you can, but
maybe I need to stop looking at it money-wise and,
you know, create with what I have and what I can do. Yeah, I mean, I think our next video, Zach, shout out to you if you're listening, is coming up next couple weeks. So I think it'll be a lot of fun to have him here. And I think, honestly, you're probably just going to vlog it. And I think that's the best route to do it because it's less pressure. And just like, hey, we're going to videotape ourselves the whole weekend. You know, like we do anyways. We just throw it in group chats. But now we have a little more structure to it. But I think that'll be a good video and just a fun kind of creative outlet to kind of be fun for the weekend or think of things that we can, you know, have fun vlogging about. But my brain just sometimes with everything is, it's so process oriented and it's just like things need to go correctly when that's just not realistic. But some of the stuff that we want to do is very, you know, it has to be structured. My thing too is like, I don't want to waste time on things that I know are going to be a waste of time, right? Some things you don't even know is a waste of time until after you're doing it. When I know that it's not worth our time to do, or we're just doing it for shits and giggles, it's not, I don't like that. Not a fan of that. So I try to be, you know, and I think the vlog stuff will be fun, honestly, with our group and, you know, maybe show some of the watchers our lives and stuff. But I'm just looking at this list and everything I see is just like money, 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 and there's none of it. And it's hard to expect that, you know, in the beginning, especially of a business or a podcast nonetheless. You know, I I think once we become monetized on YouTube, I think it'll be a good, it'll be a sigh of relief. Being like, thank God, fucking did it, finally. Then what, right? Then from there, it's like, okay, how do we keep making money? Or, you know, I don't expect to be making a whole lot of money from the beginning getting monetized. It's tough. And, you know, the whole 1,000 subscriber thing, you can't just do that. There's way more to it to get monetized, but I don't know. It's fucking hard. But I'm not just going to sit here and complain that it's hard. I am right now, but it's not a way to live life. I don't know. I guess just more mental breaks, giving myself mental breaks. I probably should exercise more. I don't really, but I'm going to start playing hockey in the fall, potentially. Some kinks being worked out with the team I'm going to join, but that'll be good. A little outlet. There's just a lot of stress right now with everything. And I guess just the pressure too with the season coming up. You know, busy season. There's really no sports going on right now. Preseason football does not count. So I think it'll be, I guess I'm just nervous for that too. Just like what we're going to do. What I do want to do, I'm going to talk about something I want to do. It's called Settle Down Radio. Oh, did you hear that? That is horrible. Holy shit. God damn. Okay. Yeah. Settle Down Radio. What that is I don't really know what it is, honestly. I want to do it daily, but realistically, I don't think that's possible right now with my schedule. Just with work. It'd be a morning show. Live streamed. And basically, I'm thinking like right now, do it Monday mornings, live, 10 a.m., 9 a.m., Mountain. And I would basically recap the weekend with, you know, sports stuff that's happened, pop culture, sports, you know, that kind of mix. Be entertaining, funny, stuff like that, right? Not trying to be ESPN boring stuff. Not ESPN's boring, but you know what I mean. More entertainment-based news from sports over the weekend that we all missed. Do a quick give a reaction, stuff like that. But I like the idea of it, you know, waking up at a dedicated time, getting ready for the show. Like, I love planning for a podcast, record, like, all that stuff. It's so much fun doing it. Some of the post-production is not my favorite thing, but it needs to get done, right? Can't really do any of this without it. But with that show, it's nice because there's pretty limited post-production. It's live stream, so it's just up there. I'd post the audio to Spotify right after, go out. Pretty easy, bing, bing, boom. You know, make some clips out of it if I can. But the problem, I guess my problem, is just like waking up on time for that. I don't have the greatest sleep schedule right now, or wake up schedule. And I always tell myself, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get up tomorrow at 9 and be ready. But I never do it. And, you know, part of it is my bedtime routine. Play video games till about 1, sometimes later. And then I watch TV, so I'm falling asleep at like 2 or 3. Which, you know, for my body, I need 8 hours of sleep. And that ain't going to happen. That show isn't going to happen if I can't dial in my sleep schedule. So I don't know, but it could be a fun idea. Could be, you know, and, you know, ideally my dream is to do this stuff full time. Settle down, you know, and just be working on that stuff all throughout the week. But money, sadly. So I have to build, we have to build till that's a possibility. And I don't know how far or near that, you know, time is, how close that time is until it's able to be a thing. You know, I dream big. I sometimes live in the clouds too much. You know, it's still good to live in the clouds, like live in the future, live in the future, but think about the future, daydream, you know, have big dreams, aspirations, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes living in it for too long, it's not good for you. So, yeah. It's hard to navigate that. So, I don't know. I want to be doing that, but it's not a long ways away as a thing. It could happen sooner than later. That I know. I don't even, that's the thing. It's unknown. I don't know when that's going to happen, but it's okay. But I mean, everything we're doing is just so consistency based. And so, and you know, I've been doing this for almost a year now, consistently. Every week, I've been working on this for a year. And you know what? That's pretty cool, I would say, for myself. Just who I am. You know, to be able to do something consistently for a year that, you know, I enjoy doing, but also gets really no monetary benefits from me. It's a lot, you know, and I'm proud of myself in doing that. But now it's like, all right, let's keep doing this. How do we keep doing this? And sometimes I get discouraged because I feel like I'm doing a lot and some of the other people aren't. And that's okay, though. I'm fully aware that it's okay that I do a lot because I enjoy it the most. Personally, I know that for a fact. I want this more than anyone. I love everyone that's a part of this, but I know myself and I know the fuck that I want this the most out of anyone. But that comes with, you know, some lonely nights, some lonely journeys. And, you know, I know Zach wants this as well. But I feel like I've been doing this for, I've wanted this since we started this whole stuff like 2 years ago. And, you know, not to say that no one else does or did, but yeah, I feel like it's been a lot. But I feel like it's, I mean, also with the Settled On Radio thing, like it doesn't need to be a solo thing, but I know the only person I can rely on is me for that. And just timing, you know, everyone's got work and stuff like that. So it's tough to really rely on anyone in that other than myself. And I'm okay with that. But it's still, there's just some lonely points where, you know, and I can do better about like reaching out, asking for help, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's easier said than done, frankly. It's not easy to admit that you need help. It's not easy to ask for help, for me at least. And yeah, it's crazy. I mean, honestly, if I were to tell that kid that was, you know, running around trying to buy a mic for a podcast that, you know, what his life would look like in 2 years, he'd have told you you were crazy, probably. You know, I think part of him believed it, that it could happen. Maybe not the kid from the start, but the kid a couple months into the podcast. If you had told him that you were working for the podcast studio, he probably would have been like, what? You know, been excited. But, you know, and who knows what next year me is going to be saying to myself. The one sitting right here talking to you. I don't even know, but that's the magic of life. You never know what's going to happen. So it's not good nor bad, but it's, yeah, it's a lot. I don't know. Feel a little better, but what else did I want to talk about? There's something else. Yeah, I mean, the big things were money is just a fucking pain in the ass. My time management isn't great. I'll give myself, you know, some criticism out of love, you know, and stuff I can do better. Like today, for example, I mean, that's the hard thing. Today, I didn't really have anything on the agenda that I could really do that I could think of at the moment. So, you know, I was like, I could create a video, like a little TikTok. But I was like, I don't know. So I just was scrolling on TikTok for a long time. And that doesn't help my brain. And, you know, we're trying to make some merch right now. And I wanted to, you know, edit the website. And then I log in. It's like, your free trial expired. You have to pay $39 a month to fucking create a website that's not even live yet. So I was like, That hurt. I was ready to do that. And I mean, I could pay $1 a month the first month. After that, it's $39 a month. So I could pay that $1 a month and then what? But I don't have any fucking money in my account, let alone the business account. And if I have money in the business account, I don't have it. So there's no money in my account to do this shit. I mean, I already pay for enough and I don't need to add more right now. So sucks. I really don't get paid enough at this studio, but I can't go and work a regular job because I've got too much invested in myself with this. So I feel like going out and getting a regular job would just not kill all that. I'd still have time to do this stuff, but it might mentally drain me too much, and I don't think I could do that. So in poverty I live, and I can't even get food stamps. I tried. I make too much money for that, but not enough money to fucking, I barely make enough money to make rent and groceries in this fucking economy. I'm going to get political, but November, I hope we get a new president with a new party. But I'm tired of fucking living like this shit. This fucking god awful. I'm not okay. I'm going to get political here, so I'm going to stop myself. Anyways, yeah. The money block just fucking sucks. And I don't know how else we can make money because we don't have enough listeners to really get much ad spot. Like merchandise might be able to make some money, but how much? So yeah. I don't know. I'd love to make some money, but I also had to edit a video. So I was doing that, and I don't know. Not that I hate making clips, but I literally thought about just going on Fiverr and paying someone to do it because sometimes it drains me, but it's a lot of money. And I don't know if I really can afford that. So what are you going to do, huh? But I mean, even on this board, I have get intros for everyone. Haven't even started that. I don't even know what to do for those. I don't know. I don't want to do. It's just all this shit. And I don't know if it's possible for some, but you know, so yeah, there's just a lot in this dome piece of mine. So I don't know, but I think let's try to think positive for a sec. I mean, looking back to on what I've achieved in the last couple of weeks, couple of months, there's a lot to be happy about and to be thankful for and to be proud of. We've hit over 400 subscribers, which is awesome. We've definitely slowed down growth wise, but honestly, in the last like month or two, just because of there's no sports going on really. So it's kind of tough with that, but I'm excited for the season to start. I'm just a little nervous and stressed, I guess, because we have a meeting on Sunday with all the fellas, and I feel like that'll kind of rev us up a bit, get us started, get the blood pumping, get excited for the new season, and ready to kick ass. Because as lucrative as this may be, I want to hit 1,000 subs by the end of the year, if not by the end of the Super Bowl. We'll give it that. 1,000 followers by the end of the Super Bowl, I feel like, is very doable if we stay on top of things, if we continue to get better. So if that's accomplished, I'll feel great. If it's not, and we're close, just keep pushing that, you know, tweak those goals, right? The end goal is 1,000 subs. And from there, just kind of tweaking that. That's my goal right now, 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And, you know, I think it's doable. But there's definitely going to be some hiccups in the way, and things might not go our way, but I think it's doable. So it's a matter of all that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I got more I can go into, but I just don't really want to. And I don't know. I've said enough. I feel a lot better. And just, you know, it's a grind. And the grind can get tiring. And I try to give myself breaks. But I think I've just kind of hit a roadblock creatively wise on what I can do tonight. And like that kind of upset me because I wanted to do something tonight creatively. And I couldn't. So that kind of pissed me off. Not that I couldn't, it's that I didn't really. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities or things I could have done, but I just got too wrapped up in, you know, trying to figure my brain out. So yeah, that's it. We'll see. Maybe I'll do, I'm probably just going to do these when I feel like I've been feeling, and to kind of get me out of that funk, just to talk it out and remind myself that, you know, we're on the right path. You know, we're on the path. Most people aren't even on the path yet. So, you know, we're there, we're making waves, and to keep pushing forward. So with that, I'll see you guys next time. And, you know, there'll be some new shit that I'm worrying about because that's me.